Park City Library Director Adrian Juarez says the move went well and the library at Miners Hospital now open for business with all of the same programs as before.
We're all settled in and really enjoying the building. It's absolutely gorgeous and having a lot of positive reception from the public who remember when it was a library the first time. Everything's in place. We have a checkout desk and it operates as it once did. We've got all of the public computers available, all of the books, fiction, nonfiction, children's materials. So people should come on in and check it out.
However, due to space, she says they were only able to display about half of the books that the library has in its collection.
We do have books at Marsac in City Hall for people to check out, and we have books stored at the old fire station on Park Avenue as well. So every day we're pulling hold materials for patrons who request them, and that's worked out very well.
There's about a two-day turnaround to get a book that may not be on the shelves, but which the library owns. Sometimes, she says, it takes a bit longer over the weekend. The library is also still collecting books for the annual Friends of the Library used book sale held over Labor Day weekend, but the drop-off location is not at the library.
We have the offices for the city library staff across the street in the little house next to the fire station. It's a greenhouse, and the Friends have their space there, and books are able to be dropped off there anytime. We have a bin actually out front. If we're not there, people can put them in the bin. Or if we're there, we'll let them in and stack the books to prepare for the book sale.
This summer's one book selection is the nonfiction book Second Sons, featuring the work of a local ophthalmologist, Jeff Tabin. The one book is a community-wide program in which as many people as possible are encouraged to read the same book and then meet at different times this summer to discuss it.
It's written by David Oliver Rellin, and it shines light on the work of Jeffrey Tabin and Sanduk Ruit, who are ophthalmologists dedicated their lives to restoring sight to some people in the world's most isolated areas.
Dr. Tabin will be the guest speaker at the final discussion August 14th at 7 p.m. at the Summit County Library at Kimball Junction. The library, she says, is also able to operate the You Create Lab at Miners Hospital. She says when the new library opens, the lab will be even better.
People are still enjoying it. You can do everything you once did in there. So creating slides, you can convert VHS tapes to disc or other digital media. And we will soon be working to implement a 3D printer in there as well. So not only did it move with us, it's growing. And in the renovated building, it'll grow even more. Very exciting time for the library.
The library, she says, is also offering the Mango language instruction courses in 17 different languages. More information is on the library's website. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.